Okay. There we go. So welcome everyone. Thank you all for coming. My name is Brenda Helgett. I'm Executive Director of A Time to Heal Cancer Foundation. And I really want to start off, and I was going to pull up their slide, but I'm not going to because I just want to give a very heartfelt thanks to Nebraska Cancer Specialists. And they are the sponsors of this entire series of webinars called Create Your Best Life that we have every, we try to have them every single month. They are wonderful supporters of ours, and we deeply, deeply appreciate their help. And again, these recordings end up on YouTube, and they have already gathered for this year, we have over 1,100 views of our videos. So a lot of folks end up seeing these. A lot of people will sign up and they know it's going to be recorded, so they'll check in later. But as all you all know, you have the benefit of being here and being able to ask questions, and they don't. But they're counting on you to ask some questions that they probably would ask themselves. So anyway, that's, I just wanted to say, you know, thanks again to Nebraska Cancer Specialists. And joining us today, these two wonderful ladies that have worked so hard to get to be here with us today and went through all these challenges. We are so grateful. Thank you so much. We're so sorry we couldn't be of more help.
Well, thank you. We're kind of up in a heap here. We're calming down.
Yes, take some deep breaths. It's going to be okay. So we have two board certified mastectomy fitters and clinical cosmetologists, Lisa McDermott and Sharon O'Donnell. And they are from Inner Beauty at Methodist Esterbrook Cancer Center. And Methodist is another wonderful supporter of A Time to Heal and so many other organizations that support cancer patients and cancer survivors. So thank you both for being here. And I'm just going to let you two get started.
Well, thank you. It was great to be here. So Sharon is going to jump right in and showing you some wigs. And she said one of the best ways to do that is to wear the wig and then switch the wig. We've got a lot of different things to show you. We've got hats that kind of mimic scarf tying. We've got some bras to show you and some swimsuit forms if you, any of you ladies are swimmers or plan to get in the pool to exercise this winter. Sharon, you want to start?
So as far as wigs go, there's a lot of different options available for women, some short, long, curly, straight, and each style that available is also available in many colors. And so on is just a little short kind of classic wig. And this happens to be the platinum or the silver fox color, but it comes in many other colors as well. So I'm going to just take that off. Show you a little style here. So wigs also have different features depending on what the person's style is and what their needs are. Like the first wig that I had on, it's called an open cap, which means it's all machine sewn. So it's easy, it's breathable and cool and easy to wear. You'd probably need a little bit of a bang with the hairpiece. Also has, if you're a person that wears a definite part, no bang, then you'd probably want something like this, where it has a lace front, monofilament top, so that you can place on a head with no hair. It looks like the hair is growing out of your head, and your, the lace front also makes like get up close and you can see the lace.
Oh, so that's, can I ask a question? So the other wig you were wearing was a hard front, and this one is a lace front. So the
they
you
call
have
it
to,
a lace front.
You have to glue the lace down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to glue the lace down?
Looks like the,
no. Mm-hmm. You glue the lace down?
No, you don't glue the lace down.
No.
Oh. None of our wigs are the glued mm-hmm. ones.
Nice.
You know, especially if you're going through chemotherapy, you probably want to avoid any type of chemical type products on your scalp. But the wigs are designed to fit the head and lay flat without any pieces.
Who's got time for that anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
So the monofilament on top, that word that Sharon was using, all that section is a hand-tied section of the wig. So that it's easy, it makes it easy to move the part and to style it the way that you would want to wear it styled. Like if your part was on the other side or off center, that allows the person wearing the wig to change it when they shampoo their wig. So it gives the patient a lot of flexibility.
So I'm going to ask, can I ask another question?
Absolutely.
I'm so fast. I did wear a wig during my, treatment and everything. And I never knew if I was allowed to, I was afraid to like take a curling iron to it. Can you only curl like certain types of wigs?
Yes. Excellent question. There's three types of wigs available. There's some traditional synthetic, heat friendly synthetic human hair, and there are a few blends. Here at Inner Beauty, we just do the synthetics, but we have traditional fiber, and now they've come out with a heat-friendly fiber that is stylable. And so this hairpiece, for example, if we wanted to straighten it out, we would take a section at a time and smooth it out with a flat iron. It would stay straight until we use some kind of styling implement to change the style once again. Of course, if you choose a wig like this, you would never have to change the style, but the option is available to you. Another plus for a heat-friendly fiber is if you have a situation where you're around a lot of heat. Like I've had a few clients that work in kitchen situations, and they're working over steam tables and opening ovens. A traditional fiber wig would be damaged almost instantly if it's exposed to high heat, where these heat-friendly wigs, they're just a lot more resistant to heat, up to about 350 degrees. So to answer your question, yes, there's synthetic wigs that are stylable, and there's some other reasons that you might choose a heat-friendly wig.
Can you still hear us?
We can't hear you right now, I don't think.
I put myself back on mute, sorry.
Okay, there we go.
So anyway, we just did wanna introduce you a little bit to wigs, but we also have a lot of different alternative head coverings. And so even the best wig in the world, if it's been worn for 8 hours, and you probably can attest to that,
mm-hmm.
you want it off. So it's important to have some comfortable alternatives. Definitely something to sleep in. You'd want a soft material and very few seams, so it's comfortable when you're sleeping. So this is just an example of a little hat that you might wear for sleeping. So it's made of bamboo, and it has a couple seams, but not ruched or anything like that.
So we offer those to our patients after we would do like a head shave. We take you down to a GI Jane haircut, and you're still going to release all those little hair fibers. And so if you're sleeping in something like that, it keeps it from getting all over your pillow. And then they're just comfortable to wear around the house. And they're cute enough, you can wear them out, run to the grocery store if you want to, or whatever situation you find yourself in. That's darling on you.
So thanks. We'll cycle through a few different styles.
Yeah.
So that's something to wear around the house, something to sleep in, really important. So say you have your day of chemo, or you're not feeling so well, but so you maybe don't want to wear the wig that day. And I do want to add, too, that not every person that goes through treatment is interested in wearing a wig. And so we say whatever gets you through in the best way. And so, if you have a nice little wardrobe of scarves and hats, that's a good way to get through.
Right.
So anyway, here's a little pre-tied. We don't have any just like basic scarves that need to be tied. All of our scarves are actually pre-tied.
Mm-hmm.
So this one has little tails. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah, you can see that. It gives you a little interest in the back, is what I call that. It's not hair hanging down. but it just gives you a little interest at the nape. Mm-hmm. Huge.
And of course, we're getting into winter and holiday season. So here's a little cloche hat that can be worn a couple different ways. And it's a little velour fabric.
That's cute.
And it also, I don't know if you can see, but it's got some sequins on it. So it's got a little bling if you have a nice mm-hmm. little party that you'd like to go to. And also, it's got a bow on it. And so you can flip it over to the side and add a little bit of fun to it.
That's cute. Love it.
So.
So can I ask another question real quick and kind of going back a little bit? I don't know if you do this, but let's say folks, I know there's some folks that have advanced or chronic cancers and maybe they still have their hair, but it's a lot thinner. Do you sell any kind of like clip-in extensions or anything, or is that something you don't recommend, or is that something folks can do too?
Yeah. In fact, just this week, we had a client in who, has gone through chemotherapy. She actually did the cold capping, so she was able to maintain a certain percentage of her hair. She'd lost about 2/3 of her hair, but originally had a large amount of hair. So she's finished with chemo. Her hair's in a somewhat fragile situation. So what we've done is ordered in a top piece, which is less than a full wig, that clips in the top, okay. And it will blend. And if you bear with me, we actually have the piece here, and I can show you if it's in the.
In the closet.
Yep, they're called top pieces or toppers. No, in Lori's room.
That's really, you know, I love that because, you know, not just as you know, like I said, if you have chronic cancer, it takes a while for the hair to grow back. And I know I was very patient for my hair to grow back. And of course it felt like it took forever, but it finally did, of course. And by the way, just so that if you didn't attend part one, and we'll get, maybe you can plug this later, is the fabulous emu oil that you have. And I think that's a wonderful product for probably rubbing on the scalp and as the hair is growing back and things get itchy and that kind of thing.
Yeah, the emu oil is like the holy grail of therapeutic lotions and oil. So yes, we do recommend that, you know, the scalp tends to get a bit dry during chemotherapy, and just massaging mm-hmm. some emu oil on the scalp will keep the follicles healthy and you know, ready to come back in a good way once you're through with your chemo. So anyway, here is an example of a little top piece. This one happens to be human hair, but you can see it has a footprint, if you will, and it fits mainly on that's the top 1/3 of the head. And so I took my little skull cap off. This is my hair, and I'm going to show you. They just clip into your existing hair. Can you see that?
Yeah.
And so you'd open up the clips, put the piece on. So this particular client is going to, we're going to clip it in just a little bit back behind, don't have a mirror here, but a little bit behind the hairline. And then we're going to incorporate the bangs she has and blend with the existing hair. And that should get her through for several months. I mean, her hair is starting to come back, but average hair growth is 1/2 inch a month. And so it'll be 6 months to a year before she has a good amount of hair to be comfortable wearing her own hair again. So this is an interim solution.
Yeah. Is it cooler, do you think, too? Do you think it's cooler to wear because it's not as much hair? No.
It's not a full cap, so it's going to be cooler. It still isn't as cool as your own hair.
Of course.
But, you know, your own hair is all the way around the bottom, so much more breathable. And again, the base or footprint is a monofilament fiber, and so it is breathable, so you have some opportunity for air to escape.
And that fiber is beautiful. This is a human hair wig. It is just gorgeous. It feels so good.
There's also synthetic top pieces, and they come in different lengths. different colors again. Human hair obviously can be colored a little bit. Like this one was colored some. We put some low lights in it, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Any questions or concerns about that? Okay.
Lisa, okay. So one thing I wanted to address with the ladies today, sometimes when you're going through cancer, you've had your surgery and you may be left with nerve pain, or just pain in general that doesn't always go away right after surgery. So we have got a new line that's out. It's called Anna Ono. It's A-N-A-O-N-O. And it's designed by a breast cancer survivor herself. And she has created this line of bras that are beautiful. They are so soft. I say they're kind of like butter to wear. They're made of a real soft bamboo material. And I'm just going to show it to you. So I'll hide my face just so you can see this. This is just one of the options. And they're very pretty to look at too. They feel like, I don't know, they just feel very feminine. They look very feminine. And it can get you through that post-surgery period where you're not ready to wear a traditional bra that would hold a prosthetic and do the job of holding the prosthesis. So I just wanted to show those. We've got different options, different styles. The one that I showed you is just very kind of just simple, just kind of plain, but I want to show you another one.
A couple.
One has a little bit more lace on it, kind of more of a lingerie style bra, and it does have pockets to put a prosthesis in. The Anna Ono has their own forms that she creates, but you could also put like a lightweight prosthesis in this bra. And then this is another one. Very pretty, kind of for some intimate moments. That can be an issue sometimes too with ladies after their mastectomies.
Do you have something it's kind of like the cap that you sleep in? Do you have a kind of a nice little, maybe it's like a sports bar, something that you could sleep in just to help protect those areas after surgery?
Yes. Right. You could use, this one would be perfect for that. If you felt like you needed a little cushion, just kind of a little extra support in certain areas. And then Sharon's got another one that's also good for that.
Yep. This one's just a little leisure bra.
Yeah.
A lot of ladies use that.
Yeah.
There are pockets for prosthesis, but you could just wear it. It's just comfortable sleeping bra, wear around the home bra.
Yeah. This is the ABC 110 bra, and it snaps in the front. It's got the hook and eye in the front, which makes it easy for a lot of ladies to get into, because sometimes, as you know, after mastectomy, your mobility is reduced until you can get your mobility back. A front hook bra is really comfortable to get you through that interim period before you can get into your regular bras again, mastectomy bras again, I should say. Have we lost you?
I just put myself on mute so you don't hear traffic.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. I do have a question from someone. What do you recommend for post-surgery, post-treatment lumpectomy bras? That's a great question.
Just those bras that we just went over, actually, that is a perfect option. It's just buttery, soft, easy to get into. This one hooks in the back, but a lot of our patients do hook this in the front and then just gently spin it around to the back. But then also that 110 that Sharon showed again, this is another great option for that post-surgery time.
Yeah, for Lisa, a lumpectomy.
Yes.
Can you show the side, kind of the sides of the bra? Because I know when I had my lumpectomy, well, I also had a bunch of lymph nodes removed. I actually still have like a dent there. And that was kind of one of my more sensitive areas. And I think that might have been even where my drain was.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, and your typical mastectomy bra, Brenda, will be a little bit thicker on the side to handle that situation, because that's sometimes great. You need support in that area that a traditional bra doesn't give you. So what the mastectomy bra does is it gives you that extra little bit of fabric on the side. The width is more than the regular bra.
It's and taller on the sides, bras, yeah.
It's taller on the sides, yeah.
Love
because
it.
The other thing that ladies, not lumpectomy patients, but mastectomy patients, they'll have the mastectomy, but then they say, I've got all this tissue under my arms, and because they didn't notice that before, but now that their breast is gone, they notice it.
Yes.
So that is what that extra bandwidth is meant to help control.
Wonderful.
And I think to further address your question, you said you were very sensitive under the arm.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are softer bras with a less, aggressive elastic. I mean, they're just yeah. really easy to wear. They're not going to put a lot of pressure on any areas where you still have some nerve issues or
right.
sensitivity
right.
because of the surgery or lymph node removal.
Yeah.
And we all work really hard here to make the fitting experience as enjoyable as it can be. I know we have a lot of patients that come in and you can just see that they're anxious. They don't know what to expect. And mm-hmm. so when we sense that, when I sense that, I just describe the fitting process, what's going to happen, what's going to be involved. We'll take your measurements. We're going to put on different styles of bras, and I just try to assure our patients that there are a lot of options and we can find something that will work for you short term until you're healed enough to get into something that'll serve you for long term, like a traditional prosthesis. I had a lady the other day, and she was her job required that she be around kids. And she said, I can't go back with no shape. And so she was not ready for a traditional silicone prosthesis, but we had foam forms, we call them, that didn't add any weight to her surgical area. And we put them in the Lada bra, and I'll show that to you in just a second. And it totally changed her perception of herself. She was hesitant to come into to Inner Beauty in the first place, but her mother encouraged her to do that, and she did it, and she left smiling, and that really made our day. It was really great. This is
Jane,
the law that
I think that Jane has a question. Yeah. Real quick.
Okay Jane. I do, and so I keep typing them in, and I thought I would rather talk. So my question is, so I am post-surgery, I am post-treatment. I had bras that I wore while I was having treatment. They were kind of those t-shirt bras. I mean, they worked. But now I just want a couple of nice, so I just had a lumpectomy. And so what I hear you saying is that I need to buy a mastectomy bra. And so that's not... So I only had the lump removed on one side, and it's just that the bras that I wear now ride up. And I don't know that I actually, I just need to know where I can go and get something that fits a lot
right.
better. I wasn't thinking, you know, and I've done a little searching on the internet, and everything is always like mastectomy, which I totally understand, but there's a lot of us that just had a lumpectomy and maybe don't need that. And I don't have like huge breasts. So it's like, I kind of just want to go back to what I had before, but.
Do you have symmetry issues?
Well, not.
When you're in your bra, do you look symmetrical?
I look okay. And it's really kind of hard because I'm just wearing my old bras because I've bought a couple new ones and they don't fit right because they ride up over my right breast.
Right. Okay. Well, you could come to see us, but unless you get a partial prosthesis and you have symmetry issues, your insurance would not cover a mastectomy bra. You're welcome to purchase them out of pocket, but usually women with lymphectomy, they might not always have symmetry issues.
Okay.
And so if that was the case, you would get a silicone prosthesis that would be covered by insurance. And then because it's considered durable medical equipment, your bras, the holder, would be covered as well.
So if I'm hearing Jane right, it may be even kind of like what she's facing is, let's say, and I'm just saying that, you know, as my own example, let's say now I'm on the left side, I'm a, say a regular C cup, okay, but now on the right side, I'm kind of like maybe a large B or a, you
right,
know, so it's just a tiny yeah, little bit off. So she would even, she would need a small prosthesis for that. Or is there a bra that you could yes, just fit a little foam thing in or something? Is that what you're saying? It just, it's a bra that has a smaller pocket that you could kind of just slip a little something in there to help make them the same or fit
right, better. Right. And so then that is that silicone prosthesis, which is what it would have to be covered by insurance, that allows you to get your mastectomy bras covered by insurance as well.
Got
but,
it.
Right. Did you want to say something? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think what Jane may be asking is if she can just go get a regular bra. And absolutely. But it sounds like the two bras that you purchased, Jane, maybe you weren't fit correctly or right, not fitted.
Well,
the fact that it's sliding out. And so perhaps, you know, I don't know, like Von Maur, someplace like that where they would actually do a fitting. Or you could come here and we could do a fitting for you and get some measurements and, mm-hmm, and maybe make a recommendation.
Okay.
You can purchase bras here, cash and carry, if you don't right, get a prosthesis.
Right.
And another option might be, once you're fit correctly with the band, is to maybe get a bra that's padded.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
Padded, and so a little yeah, void in your cup, then it's not noticeable.
Right.
So what is, do you know?
Okay, so that's what I, because it used to be, before I had this issue, you could go to a Dillard's or a Yonkers or a Von Maur and get fitted for bras. And I don't know any place that does that anymore. So that's why I was really interested in what you guys had to offer, but right, you hit it right on the head. Like I tell my husband, if you look at me, I look fine, but I'm always like rearranging on my right side because yeah, the bra slides up. And I'm like, mm-hmm, who can help me with that? You know, at home I can kind of run around and not yeah, worry about it. But when I go out in public, I just would like a couple of really nice fitting bras.
Yeah.
Lisa, can you tell us what it costs to have a fitting, ballpark? Just a fitting?
You know, Jane or anybody can come see us. There's no charge for fitting at all.
Oh, thank okay, you.
Oh, so I would really love to see Jane call us and get an appointment. I think we could really help you out, Jane.
Okay, so where are you at?
In Omaha, Nebraska. Where are you?
Well, no, I mean, I know that you're in Omaha. I was okay, treated through Jenny Ed Methodist in Council Bluffs.
Okay. That's okay, Jane. We are at the Esterbrook Cancer Center at okay, Methodist Hospital at 8303 Dodge. But we handle, oh, we see patients from all the different healthcare systems. So okay, if ladies are treated at UNMC or CHI, they set up the foundation that we see everybody from okay, the metro area and beyond. Okay. We have ladies that come from Iowa, outstate Nebraska.
So yes, you'd be welcome to come in. And the first step yeah, would take some measurements and do a fitting. And
okay,
whether you choose to buy bras or not, that's fine.
Okay.
We could do that.
Right. Right.
Okay. Please come in and we'll help you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause I'm cool. I've, you know, been on a couple websites, you know, trying to figure out and it's like, I can't be the only one that has this issue, but it seems like no one else is.
Real quick, it looks like both Paulette and Gilindora have questions. Paulette, I think you were next in line.
Well, I have a few questions, but I am 2 months post-surgery, I had a double mastectomy. And so they told me I have to heal up before I can get a prosthesis. And so I'm at a place where probably I should be looking at that, and especially with the holidays coming. But my situation at this point has been, I did get order a bra that you can put the pads in, and I was able to get pads from these wonderful people at Brian. But then I have to have like an elastic thing to clip onto my jeans, because they'll just ride everywhere. You know, there's nothing, absolutely nothing to hold anything. And so they'll just go all over. So it's more of a harness than it is anything. And so then I thought, well, okay, prosthesis may be better for that, but somebody else told me they're really heavy. Is that the case?
Well, I think they've done, the people that manufacture prosthesis have done lots of research. So say if you wanted a 38 C cup, and so we would choose a prosthesis that would give you that, and it would be about the same weight as the natural breast would have been, mm-hmm. and maybe a little bit lighter. They've done a really good job. They used to mm-hmm. have like a gel-like silicone, and now they've whipped the silicone. So there's enough weight to the prosthesis to keep your bra down, but not so much that it feels unusually heavy. And I think one of the keys to having a prosthesis not feel heavy is that you're fit correctly with a bra, mm-hmm. so that the bra fits you well. It keeps the prosthesis laying right up against your chest wall, so the weight distribution is correct. It's not hanging way out in front of you. It's right against your chest wall, so it won't feel heavy. So
how does that attach to your chest wall? I mean, is that, do you have to glue it, or, you know, how does that rest on your chest wall?
The mastectomy bras have pockets, and you put the silicone prosthesis into the bra.
Okay, so it doesn't go directly on your skin then.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right. Go ahead.
Now, that's not to say with a double bilateral mastectomy, you won't have some movement up. Don't you find that in your patients? But with the prosthesis, it does help to hold the bra down. And I would think that if you're really having a lot of movement and shift, the bra is not fit properly to your body type. And the other thing, Paulette, is they do have some natural weight to them, but it's important for patients to wear those prostheses, because as women, we are designed to carry weight in our front. And without that, you can have shoulders that roll forward. It kind of happens gradually over time. And then that causes back problems. It causes neck problems. It makes you look like a little rolled over, you know, old woman. And the shoulders are meant to be back. And that weight in the front helps facilitate that.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. Another question with that.
It's not just cosmetic. It's for your health.
Okay, the other thing with that is I'm not just flat, I'm like concave. I mean, they took me all the way down to the breastbone. So if you don't have something that attaches directly, how does it not shift, I guess?
Well, there are some prostheses that actually have, it's almost like it kind of molds to whatever the surgery configuration is. Mm-hmm. I can bring one to show you. But I think, again, it would be really important to come in and actually see mm-hmm. and try things on and take it from there. And, and what we need you to know is that if you make an appointment and come in, there's no obligation.
Right.
You know, it's important to find out what's available to you and what's going to work well for you. And that's part of our job.
Mm-hmm. And so one last question with that. If when you order the prosthesis, how long does it take to get it?
Well, we usually have them in stock. Colette.
Oh, okay.
We try to keep things in stock. And if we don't, sometimes with COVID, we have run into some supply chain issues. But usually, they're here within the week. So
okay. All right.
usually a concern, but I think your understanding, and I say this to all the ladies on the call, when you come in, your understanding of the whole process will be, you'll gain a greater understanding and knowledge of how the mastectomy world works and how the bras work, how the different prosthesis there. We see concavity all the time, Paulette, and that is just the way we're made as women. Some women are concave on one side, some are convex on the other side. And we just work around all of that. So
wonderful.
That's why it's so nice that we have four board certified mastectomy fitters here. So
it sounds important. Glendora? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What was the next question, Brenda?
Well, I think Glendora had a question at one point. I don't know if it already got answered, but I want to give her that opportunity.
Yes. Well, first of all, thanks to the presenters for the information and to the participants for your good questions. I had a radical mastectomy 40 years ago.
Yes.
Maybe didn't need a radical mastectomy, but had a radical mastectomy given the what we were thinking at that time. But I had cancer last year of the uterus and have just completed a few months ago chemotherapy and radiation. And my whole attitude about my body and just living has changed in that 40 years. So this is my question. I'm definitely coming to see you. I want to see you because I had just kind of not even thought anymore about prostheses and bras. And suddenly I am very interested in having a really good prosthesis because my body now is in major sag and the prosthesis that I have is just a frontal thing. It doesn't go back under my arm where I've got major sag under here. So I want one that has what I'm calling like a wing or something. So I want to talk with you about,
that, Glendora. Sharon was reading your mind.
because under here, I just feel so hollow. And I need a bra then that, and a covering that would, I'm coming to see you, that would accommodate that. So that was my, different awareness. Like I've got this second lease on life. So I'm just really, wanting to talk with you about what really old people do. And I want to do something about that.
Yeah, you just gave me goosebumps.
I'm coming to see you. You have a phone number?
Yes. Do you have a pen?
Yes.
402-354-813.
You said the last four.
402-354-7813.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Call us
on Monday, Glendora.
I'm sorry, what was the question? She said call them on Monday.
Oh, call Monday.
Yeah. What I'm really hearing right now from Lisa and Sharon, it sounds like that this is a journey. That they will go down that road with you through fittings. I'm guessing, ladies, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm guessing that there's a lot of trial and error in this. Maybe you take something home and you wear it for a little while and find out, it's not quite what I want, or it's not quite working, so you can go back. Is that correct? And just keep working till you get what you need. Does that sound right?
Right.
Because they're DME items, they aren't, it's not like we can return those, but we do work with our patients to get them in what fits them and suits them the best at the time.
Fabulous. When we do a fitting, we do have many styles of prosthesis in stock and different sizes. And so we find a bra that that fits well or two bras. And then we moved onto the prosthesis and try different shapes and densities, drape, all of those things until we find what gives you the best appearance.
Sounds great.
So for those of our webinar viewers that are from out of state, it sounds to me like it's super important to look for certified mastectomy fitters, correct? Is that that's what they want to search for in their area?
Yes. Yeah. The certification really matters.
Well, it sounds like it's very, very involved, and you have to have so much knowledge about all the items that are out there. And like you said, you both have great knowledge about women's bodies after they go through these kinds of procedures, after they go through treatments of this kind. I love that you even know about issues with those of us who've just had lumpectomies, but it's still obviously important to us. You know, we want to feel good. We want to feel good. And no one needs to be perfect, ladies. No one needs to be perfect because nobody is. I remember a doctor told me one time, he said, everybody in the world is asymmetrical. They're not the same on either side. And no one is perfect. And we certainly in a time.
Your body changes, you know, it shifts. Yes. All that, so.
Oh yeah, gravity, girl. I'm telling you. Thanks. Right? We change, but no one's perfect. But isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to have a place like Inner Beauty to help us all feel our best and be happy and create our best lives? That's what this webinar is all about. What other questions do you guys have? I'm interrupting because we're going to keep going as long as you all can be with us. We got a late start. If we can go, another, say, till about 11:30, if you have questions and if there's more to share, I think we should share it.
Yeah.
One question I have is, do you have a waiting list? How long does it take to get in for an appointment?
Just call us, Paulette, and we'll get you in.
Okay.
There's no real waiting list.
Okay.
Usually within a week, we can get you an appointment. Yes. That will fit your schedule. We are open from, we take appointments from 7:30 till 2:30 in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And we always have two people on staff. Mm-hmm. So we're able to accommodate people within a week usually.
Do you still have valet parking? I know you have covered parking, nice covered parking garage.
We do. We have valet parking on the east side of the building.
Oh, gotta love that, ladies.
They're wonderful. You hear how wonderful those guys are out there.
It's super wonderful, especially, I think it's finally stopped snowing here, but on a day like today, that valet parking is a true blessing, so you don't have to worry. I'm just checking to see. It looks like the question that we had has already been answered. Lisa and Sharon, what else do you want to share with us? What other exciting things do you have to show us today?
Well, I just wanted to say that I find it in the fitting room that when women that are up in age come in and they are still concerned about their appearance and want to be beautiful, I just wanted to say that's very motivating for us too. And it encourages us. And it's just such a pleasure to be able to make your lives better in some small way. And we hear that from our patients a lot, that it just makes them feel so good to have a good prosthesis, a good bra, that makes them fit well and look good in their clothes. And like Brenda, you said, your doctor said there's nobody that's symmetrical. That is so true. When we measure for symmetry, we say that if it's within a fourth of an inch for projection and size, then we're close enough. And anybody that would know, that would look at you, first of all, they're probably not looking at your bust anyway, and they would never know the difference, see the difference of a fourth of an inch. So, the prosthesis really make a huge difference. The other thing that can kind of help camouflage that asymmetry, when you do have good prosthesis, we also recommend that you wear patterned
tops and blouses, because that's just a fashion trick. It tricks the eye so that the eye is not prone to see symmetry issues.
Oh, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I have said that. We can get you dangerously close.
Yes, to symmetry. Yes, we do. Yeah.
Right. That's so fun. And once again, I know you talked about it last time, but I think a lot of folks can't say enough good things about your emu oil, which I don't think I've ever seen anywhere else. And I need to come in and get some, because you all might be looking at my hair and thinking, oh, she's got wonderful long hair. But I had COVID 2 months ago and my hair is falling out. It's in constant shed mode right now. And from what I understand, that's kind of been typical, and it's very dry, and it's a thing after COVID sometimes. And it also happens after COVID. Yeah, it happens a lot of times after any kind of like major medical thing that happens. I also had a hip replacement in July. So I think it was a double whammy.
Oh my gosh.
I love it. I got a great.
Anesthesia is hard on your hair. Anesthesia is hard on your hair too.
It is. So any kind of major medical thing that happens to your body can shake things up. And I was okay, I think, until I got this COVID 2 months ago. And then I think the double whammy of that, my body went, oh, we don't know what to do. And so my hair is kind of in constant shed mode. It's dry and icky. So I will be coming to see you as well and get some of that.
The other thing Brenda, the other thing you could be using too is the Surface brand makes a whole line called the Awaken line, and it's a natural product. It's clean, and that's why we like to use it here, is because it naturally stimulates healthy hair growth. So that would be something you might be interested in getting, Brenda. It's not inexpensive, but it does grow hair. So
awesome.
That's another option for you.
And I'm going to cut my hair too.
There's a shampoo, a conditioner, and then there's actually a little serum that you can rub into your scalp every day.
Beautiful.
That will stimulate.
Yeah, it's a multi-step process.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
But the emu oil, for the ladies who don't know about the emu oil, I think everybody should have this in their medicine cabinet. I love it. It's great for even just little minor abrasions. You scratch yourself, you get a bug bite. It's got all the essential fatty acids in it that our skin needs to be healthy. It's a transdermal oil, which means it doesn't sit on top of the skin. It's actually absorbed into the skin tissue, and it strengthens your cell wall, so it strengthens your skin. And women who get on this before they do radiation treatments, their side effects are greatly reduced, and it can really save them a lot of discomfort if they use it before they do their radiation. And what I like to do, I take the emu oil. I use this every day. I mix the emu oil with the emu lotion and rub it all over my legs, my arms. It's just, especially going into these winter months when we're so dry, it's really nice. Feels really good. It's light enough, you can use it on the skin around your eyes. You can use it on your cuticles, your feet.
Everywhere. Nice. Nice. So is the bra, I'm just noticing the bra behind you on display. Was that one of the ones you showed us today?
This one up here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it isn't. That's just a pretty bra that we have.
That's a padded bra.
That's a padded bra.
Okay.
For Jane with lumpectomies, we do have some really nice padded options.
Mm-hmm.
Or seamless padded options. And while we're on the subject of lumpectomy, I just brought a couple of partial prosthesis. So if you have a little bit of void on one side, you just need a little bit of enhancement. They're silicone, but they're just very thin. The different shapes and thicknesses that we can try on, and they come in different sizes. So if you feel like you need to do a little bit of enhancement to get symmetry, these are available. And these are, we can charge these to insurance. They are covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyone that with a lumpectomy.
I mean, I have heard that a huge percentage of women just who haven't even had a mastectomy or anything, wear the wrong size of bra because they've never had a fitting. So this is really exciting to, you know, I when I come visit you, I think I might just have you check mine out because why not? I'm probably wearing the wrong size.
We say an ill-fitting bra can change your personality.
Well, I will tell you, I am addicted to the front closure. Once you have one of those, you almost can't go back because they're so handy.
They are handy, Brenda, but not a lot of mastectomy bras come in front closure. But we do have a few.
Well, there you go. But
yeah.
There you go. Ladies, does anybody else have any questions?
I do.
Oh, wonderful.
I've got a couple with the emu oil. I was told to get silicone strips for my scar. I've got a 22-inch scar for going across. Yeah. And I can't use them because when I take them off, it feels like they're tearing off my skin. So I've been using Vaseline instead. But with the emu oil, would that be good for that? I mean, to keep it flexible so it doesn't.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's great. It's great scar healer. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to make it look like normal skin again, Paulette. But it's
I know.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, my concern is the shrinking and getting tight. So that's why I keep moisturizing with something. But I just can't use the silicone strips. The other thing, which is just an off the cuff kind of thing, and maybe sounds a little crazy, but when we were talking about even anesthesia and the damage that it does to your hair, mine was just brittle and just, I was just having a time and I wanted to go and get it highlighted, but I was really concerned about that. Mm-hmm. And so I actually gave my hair like a 5-minute soaking of straight apple cider vinegar. And it just did wonder because you have to get rid of all that chemical residue that's on the strands. And I have really nice soft hair even after getting it colored. So I don't know. It worked for me.
Wow. I've heard that before. That's really cool.
I had a grandmother that had all these homemade remedies. So I try those periodically.
Yeah. So it's a stripping agent. So, chemicals manifest in your hair.
That's
a good tip.
Yep. That's true. Just be careful because, you know, that can burn if you're not really, really careful. So I assume you didn't have it on too long.
I warmed it, of course, and then put it in my hair and then I put a towel on and it was probably 5 minutes by the time I was in the shower.
Okay. I think that's important to know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Anybody else have any questions? Well, I think this has been really, really informative as always. And thank you both so much. I know we had all these technical challenges and you two persevered and we really appreciate it so much. But
thank you.
Lisa and Sharon, the work you both do is so, so important to everyone. And thank you so much for answering these questions. I know I've learned so much and I think everyone has here today. And I know there'll be tuning in but I encourage everyone, if you live in the Omaha, Nebraska area, please give Inner Beauty a call. Can you give us that phone number one more time?
Right. It's 402-354-7813.
7813.
Yeah. Is there any chance that you'd be doing live classes in the future?
You mean our survivorship class? You mean this?
Yeah. Something like this. Yeah.
Something like this. You know what? We would love to have you both back at our conference. We just got a date for our conference and we will be having our conference on May 8th. At Embassy Suites La Vista. So so we would love to have you come to our conference and do a presentation.
That would be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes. We would embrace that opportunity.
Yes, we would.
I think it's really important that we all keep talking, because we still have patients that come here that maybe have been, you know, 15 years without a prosthesis.
Yeah.
And so it's just always shocking to me that, you know, people aren't more informed.
Right.
And so I guess we all need to kind of spread the word that there are options available.
I agree.
We're all inspired by Glendora saying, you know what? I want to look and feel beautiful, and it doesn't matter what age.
Well, I didn't say that, Brenda.
Oh, come on. Well, you're already beautiful. You don't need much help. But, you know, isn't it wonderful to be able to go and consult with experts that understand what you've been through, understand women's bodies, and understand what happens to us, you know, after cancer.
Yes. Want to look joyously into your life.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So for anyone else outside, you know, outside the Omaha area, obviously, again, it doesn't matter where you were treated. Inner Beauty will welcome you with open arms. For others that are further away, you know, just make sure, you know, that when you are searching for help, that they are board certified specialists and fitting specialists. So that's kind of what you want to look for. And I hope they're even half as knowledgeable as Lisa and Sharon, and we thank you so much for being with us today. And I also want to let you know that, you know, we do host these educational webinars every single month. Our next event is going to be on December 10th, and it's called Self-Care During the Holidays. And don't we all need a little bit of that during the holidays and coping with family and all of those kinds of things. And then we will also have, it looks like it's going to be December 3rd. I spoke out of turn. And then we also have an event called Coping with Survivor Guilt.
Oh, yeah. And that is
going to be on January 7th. And I, you know, it's funny, you may think, well, that doesn't apply to me. And I thought that up until this last week. A dear, dear family, she was part of our family, really. And she passed away, and she's the same age as me. She got ovarian cancer a year ago. And it's really shaken me up. So I will be attending that webinar with interest, learning how to deal with that survivor's guilt. So
can I make a comment about that?
Sure.
My cancer was found early and such a blessing. You know, I was able to have the double mastectomy and it was gone. And so I had gone to a couple of support groups and saw how some people just suffer terrible. And so I completely discounted mine because it was like, okay, forget, you know, it's no big deal. And I really got stuck in, I guess it would be survivor's guilt. I just feel like I don't fit anywhere because I didn't have it bad like that. And then I just feel like I can't even really say much about it because it's like, it wasn't that big a deal. And it's true, but my body, at some point, I went into this depression and my body said, wait a minute, you may be in your head, but we're down here. And it was a big deal. So
yes, it was.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how.
And Paulette, on the other side of that, I feel guilt because I didn't have to have my breasts removed and all I had was a lumpectomy. And so I sometimes feel bad about that because other women had to lose their breasts and wasn't I lucky that I didn't have to. So I think I think what you say is true. We all maybe have varying degrees of it that we kind of sometimes grapple with and sometimes we push it down, but I think it's going to be wonderful to talk about it and address it and get it out in the open. Just like with everything to do with cancer. And I'm so grateful for you ladies for showing up today. And I'm going to go ahead and stop the recording and we're going to go on with our weekend. I want to wish you all the most wonderful and happiest of Thanksgivings. We're so grateful for all of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you.